Toiva, why ilu hoyim ner dologos, if the light would have still been light, hoya hagayis royoisi, the bandits would have seen me in the forest, it would have killed me also. Vilu hoya chamor noiva, would have had a donkey that makes noises, hoya tarnagol koro, hoya geises bo, vishoivaisi, the geises would have found me. So Baruch Hashem, Hashem had chesed me, killed out the donkey, killed out the tarnagol, put out the light, and the end was as good. This is the moshe, whatever Hashem does is always for our good. We just have to see the whole picture. Right. His portion is the Hemshach Gemara before. Even if things bad happen to you, you have sorrows, Avadi Lara Davin to Kodesh Baruch Hu and ask him, please take away the sorrows. But you shouldn't be marbit too much. Like, you shouldn't mamas, like, be angry at Hashem and say, what are you doing with me? I don't deserve it. And like, talk a lot. That you shouldn't do. Talk like Dvorim Uwatim, a little bit. Shenemar al Tavala Picha, the Pasik and Kehillahs. He knows what he's doing. And you're on this road, you'll be mekabel from Hashem. Always talk a little bit back to Hashem. Like, before, you know, whatever Hashem does, always for the good. So even though you have rights in the spout of things are bad, but like not to have sorrow, don't have kindness like Kodesh Baruch Hu, not too much. Right. My dear, still, what does the pasuk say? Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam. Hashem created Adam Rishon v'shnei Yudim. So Vayitzer says two Yuds. What's the two Yuds? Shnei Yitzarim Bor Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon with two Yitzers. Echad Yitzer Toiv. He has Yitzer Toiv that wants to do mitzvahs. V'yechad Yitzer Ra. He created the Yitzer Ra. Maski Blor Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Ela Meyato Behemod Leiksev Vayitzer Behemod. The pasuk doesn't say a double Yud. Vayitzer, as it was there, less be Yitzhara, from the says he doesn't have Yitzhara. For Kochazina Damaska, we see an axe, a kind of Nourish Taisis, he does bid. The Psalmist Yitzhara, they're telling him to bid. For Nashka, he bites, Boboyat, he kicks. So Mashosh tells it off, Lachurah should ask who did it, why he doesn't have Yitzhara Taiv, he doesn't have a Chamor. He never seen him do too much good. The Psalmaka, Psalma, I'm not sure what it means. Elazotimor Kedev Shim Ben Pazi. What does the two Yuds mean? The Yom Rashim Ben Pazi. Oily mi yitzri, be oily mi yitzri. Like Mamonashach, in this world you're pretty better off. If you do things good, so Yetzar is after you, don't do the good. And if you listen to Yetzar, you do things bad, like Kodesh Baruch Hu is after you. It means both ways, somebody's after you. Said Rashi, Gokachazina Damaskus Shemazakis, oily mi yitzri. In Melech Acha Yitzri, if I go after mi yitzahara, so oily from Kodesh Baruch Hu, mi yitzri, what created me. And I don't go after my Yetzara, I listen to Hashem. Only my Yitzri, only for my Yetzara. He doesn't give up the Yetzara. I'll go after you, Kesayda, and work after you. That's the whole Olam Hazeh. That's Nisyonus. You have to stand through Nisyonus. The Yetzara is here to get you, and we have to stand over him. So in this world, you always have to be on alert. He's only my Yetzri for my Kodesh Baruch Hu, only my Yitzri for my Yetzara. Whichever one I listen to, the other one is tovei me. Inami, another pshat is, could want to say two yuds vayitzer? Could it be Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Eloza? The Yom Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Eloza, the doi partsufim bora Kodesh Baruch Hu b'Adam Rishon. Kodesh Baruch Hu created our Adam Rishon first with two faces. He had his face and his wife's face. First they created like one person, two faces. Shenemar ochor v'kedem srasoni. Backwards and forward, Hashem created them. They had two faces. That's the yud, two yuds. Shashi du partsufim, shnei partsufim, two faces. Bora tchila. Echad milafonav, one in front, that was Adam Rishon. V'yechad nachurav, Chava was in back of him. V'tzolchul l'shneim, then he just chopped him in two. V'yosem and echad Chava, then he made Chava. Ocha v'kedin sorsoni, loshen tzura, dainu shnei patzufim, two faces. Vaita v'yivan Hashem alakim et atela. Hashem created the tzela, poshe de avram, Kodesh Baruch Hu created Chava, he took out the rib from Adam Rishon. Is a machlokes, Rav Shmuel. The tzela means the patzif, like more before, Hashem first created Adam with two faces, and now he took off the second face, made it pechava. The chadom is on it, one says no, it means like a tail. Is bishleim eleman diyama patzif a face, haino dechsev orcha v'kedin sorosoni. That's what it says, backwards and forwards, like two faces. Eleman diyama zonav, that Hashem just created Adam Rishon with a zonav. He took it off, my orcha v'kedin sorosoni. What does it mean, backwards and forwards? Kedir Rabbi Yami. The Yom Rabbani, Ochor L'Maisa Gracious. Adam Rishon was the last one to be created in the Maisa Gracious. He was created on Yom Shishi, Adam. The Koydim Le Peronis, and he was the first one to get Peronis. That's Ochor the Kodim. Forwards and backwards, he's the first and last one. He was the last one to be created. Ma'isa Breishis, the Layivri Ad Ma'ali Shabsa. He was only created on Erev Shabbos. Ela the Kodel, the Peronius, that Odin was a man, is the first one to get Peronius. Peronius the Ma'i. And which Peronius are you talking about? Elaim the Peronius the Nochish. You're talking about Peronius of the Nochish, when Nochish got his Klolo, and Odin and Chava got their Klolos. Liotanya, Rebbe Yaimer, the Gdula Ma'atchil Menagodel. When you want to give somebody Gdula, you start off with the Gdula, the greatest. Over Klala, when you come to give a Klala, Ma'atchilu min ha-kotin. You give the one that was least shuldig first, the one that was least guilty, you give him the Yoinish first. What's the Raya? Gdula Ma'atchilu min ha-kotin. We want to give somebody greatness, you start from the Godom. Be'asiv yadabe Moshe al Aaron. First he spoke to Aaron, via then to Eloza, via Lisama, Bona, Vanasorim, Tchu. You see, you start off with the Godom, you start off with Aaron first. The klala matzchilu min hakotin. When you want to give an einish, you start off with the smaller one. The tchila niskalko nachash. First nachash got a klala. Olip soif niskalko chava, and then chava got the klala. Olip soif niskalko adam, and then adam got his klala. So I'm sure it doesn't mean the one that's least guilty. Just means for cat, at least one of them of these people, they got the einish. They got the einish first.
Should
we get
somebody inside, maybe?
Okay.
There's another
shrimp inside. So it means that you start from the smallest one, means the biggest Russia. That's what it says here. Who got the klala first? The Nochesh got it first. Then Chava got it, then Adam got it. So the cat, you know, so you see, by Peronius, Adam was last. So how do you have a right to say that Peronius, Adam was first? Here, by the Nochesh, Nochesh got his Einish first, not Adam Rishon. So what's the beginning and the end? Ella Peronius, which Peronius do we mean? That Odin got his Onish first, the Mabul. By the Peronius of the Mabul, then Hashem killed out the people first, the Odin. Hashem killed him out, Odin the Behema. Veresha Odin, by the Mabul first, the Odin got his Onish, Vahoda Behema, and then the Behema got his Onish. So that's Pshat the Pasuk Ocha v'Kedem Sresoni, that they were created first by the, they were created last the Ma'aseh Bereishis, but later by the Peronius. So the Mabul, Adam was the first one to get it. The Mar Bishlam Lamandi Amar Parsof that Adam was created with two faces. Haino Dichsev VaYitzar. It says in the Pasuk two Yuds, Vishnei Yudim, like Hashem created like come out two people, two faces. El Lamandi Amar Zonit, just like the tail there. My VaYitzar. What does it mean VaYitzar? The tail is not a new face. Could anyone? Could Rav Shimon ben Pazi? We had before. Yom Rishim ben Pazi, Oili Meyotzri, Oili from the Eibishter, if I listen to my Yetzhara, and Oili Meyotzri, if I listen to the Eibishter, I do good, Oili from my Yetzhara, he's going to say they're going to bother me. But Bishleim Lamandi, I'm a part of the created with two faces, Haino Dixiv, Zohar and Akeva, Burn. Pasuk says Hashem created them, Zohar and Akeva. So Matchila, they're both created together. El Lamandi, Yom Azonif. No, at the beginning Hashem only created Adam Arishin. And it was only like a tale. The is my Zochav in the Keva Borim. What does it mean Hashem created Mitchila Zochav in the Keva? And the Gemara could Rabbi Avua. The Rabbi Avua Rami. Avua asked the Steer in the Psukim. Ksiv 1 Pasuk says Zochav in the Keva Borim. Hashem created both of them. O Ksiv ki betelem alakim osses Adam. Mash betelem alakim was only to Adam. Adam was created by himself first. In the Moral case, what's the Teretz? Betchila all of the Mashova liborois base. Metchila Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to create like the two together. He wanted to create Adam and Chava together. But this man the Yom Lipsoif when it came to Ma'aseh B'shati Yitzirah LeNivru Elechot. The man the Yom that says that Tela was only a Zonov means only Adam was created first. Bishleim the man the Yom a parts of that Hashem created two faces. Haino Dichsi Vayiskor Bosatach Beno. First, if you cut off the face so that the whole body is like in half, you have to put new Bosatach Beno. You have to cover up the whole slice. El Laman the Yom Zoni was just like a tail, so much a small. You have to cut off something. My Vayiska Bosa Tachtena. What do I mean? He had to put new Bosa Tachtena. Just cut and put a bandage over. That's all. There's nothing to cover it up. Or Rabbi Yehuda Nachman means Vitamer Azrid, Vitamer Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yisrael Nitzchel Lebokim Chatach. That's all it means. At the place where Hashem cut off the tail to make Chava, and that's Mokim. He had to like put a bandaid over it. He had a Mokim Chatach. Bishlam the Laman the Yom. Parts of the man was two faces. Maiva Yivin, what do you mean he had to create? She was created already. What does the pasuk say? Vayiven Hashem es atzelo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu build up this tzelo, build up Chava. Malamed shakolo Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechava. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took Chava's hair and made braids out of it. Because we made cleats, he made braids in Chava's hair. The Avili Adam Rishon. That's the first time Adam saw her when her hair was braided up already. Shekein bekarche yom, and over the yam, currently kliyosa, people call braids, kliyosa, and braid your hair, biniyosa, they call it like a binyan, it's a type of a binyan. Some want to say it's also to do it on Shabbos, because it's a binyan. Some say it's not just the rice of this Gemara. If you braid your hair, it's on Shabbos, it's a shalop and a binyan. The Midrashon is also to braid your hair. So Racha knows the pshat. What's the vayiven? The Lord Racha vayiven. Omer Rav Chizdo. V'yamilo matnis aton of rice. It says Malamed Shabona Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechava kebinyan. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created a lady a little bit different than the Yodim, like a binyan. Kebinyan oitzer. You want a mekabel big oitzer. What does that mean? Ma oitzer is there kotzer mamalo. For Racha mamato, you make a nice wide foundation. When you build up, it goes up like this. Is who had in an isha. On top she comes a little bit in. By the rechem of the wash is very wide. They should become pregnant to hold the baby. That's called the bayiv, and Hashem like created an ish a little bit different than the men. Rashi kdei lekabel es haperet. Shemiya kotsa mulmata, be very short, the bottom, ruach mulmala, and be wide on top, tayatfua dechefes, es haksolim. It'll push aside the wool, mulmala, lakan lakan, shemasa machbar aleim. So all the weight will push the wool to the side. So that's the way you make it nice, so wide on bottom and thin on top. The same thing in Ishu, the same way. Vaito vayiviyahu alodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself brought chava to Adam Rishon. Omer Rav Yirmiya ben Elozim Malamed Shenasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shushvin Liyodim Rishon. Again, I call that the best man. HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Shas Nechastu, when he gave Chava to Adam, HaKodesh Baruch Hu was the best man. He was the Shushvin. He was the friend. If B'Shas Nechastu, the Chosin should have his best friend there. Is Mikan Limdu Torah Der Cheretz Shoyatze Godol Im Kotim B'Shushvinus. That even though you're a more chashuv person than the Chosin, but if you're his friend, then it's nice to be there, B'Shas Nechastu, you should be a Shushvinus. The Al-Yirla, it shouldn't bother you. He was the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he was the Shushvina, he was the Chaver to Adam Rishon B'Shas Nechasna. Rashi Shushvina means Mishtadl V'chopotov Z'gebugot. You're close to them, B'Shas Nechasna Nezibot. The more Laman Diyoma, parts of Laman Diyoma, Adam was created first with two faces. Ha'imimayo Sagib Resha. Which one of the two faces walked in front of him? His was Adam in front or was Chaver in front? Which face was in front, which face was in back? Omer Rav Nachman Bav Yitzchok Mistavro de Gavra Sagib Reshes. More Mistavro, Adam was in front. De Tanya, Lo Yahalech Adam Achur Ishi, you should not walk in back of an Isha Baderech. Which Pasha looks like you're looking after the Ishi, you want to run after her. V'afilu Ishta, Filu she's your own wife, because people don't know, people looks like Znus, you're running after the Isha. Nizdam de Loyal Agesher, if you meet her on the bridge, you start Kenelitz Dodim. So you can't go in front, so go to the side at least. Whoever goes in the back of an isha, the nohor, when they're swimming, or in the nohor, ain't like chelik olam abo. Don't have chelik olam abo. So here it also is mistarva that Chava went, Chava was in the back of Adam Rishon. Chana Rabbonu, hamaratze moyis liisha. If you hand over money to an isha, miyodoy liyodo, from your hand to her hand, kadei l'stakobo, to be able to look at her and to enjoy, to have hanor from looking at her, is afilu yesh biyod the Torah ma'isim toivim k'moshe Rabbeinu. Afilu you're a big tzaddik and you have so much Torah you learned, like Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yinakim dina shegehenim. You won't be safe from dina shegehenim. Shenema the pasuk says yad liyad lo yinakim ruah. That means lo yinakim dina shegehenim. If by handing over yad liyad look at an isha and you have hanor looking, you stakal at her, so from that hanor you'll have dina shegehenim. Rashi Achuri Isha Benor Achuri Eishes Ish Magvas Begadel, because normally she has to pick off her clothing when she goes over the river. But Nehamayim is there Mustakaba, and you go and look at her. So Yad Liyad Liyinake Ra Afilu Kamesh Rabbeinu Shekibu Tare Miyamino Ishla Kodesh Baruch Hu Liyinake Ra Hukroa Be Isha Mishtoy. The first thing about an Isha, that means you'll have to go through Medina Shagahenim. So Tosis says the pshat chaloyver achuri isha benor in the chenek l'mabor pirish im rogu bekach. If you roll the bekach, look at the noshim the ishas. So eventually you can come with the niyuf. There's nus. The soifu yerul again. So Tosis Masha, by doing this nus, that will be soifu yerul again. Right. Amar Rab Nachman Menoyach Amoritzoy. Menoyach was an Amoritz. An Amoritz means he didn't learn Gemara. Rashi says Amoritz at Rashi Lo Shimish Talmidei Chachamim Shlo Lomad Mishnah Zu. He didn't learn this Mishnah. Sheshanim Lo Yalach Adam Achur Isha. Man shouldn't walk in back of the Isha. V'afilu Yishtoy. Why not? What does it say by Menoyach? The Siv V'yelach Menoyach Achur Yishtoy. Menoyach walking back of his wife, so he's called an Amoritz, yet he didn't learn this Gemara. Mask of Lord Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Elamiyate Vazoi Gabi Elkono. It also says in the Pesuk Siv, Vayelech Elkono Achro Yishtoi. So you want to call him also an Amoritz. But Gabi Elisha, the grace of Novi Elisha, Talmud from Eliyahu Novi, is Ozich Siv, Vayokam Yelech Achre, you also, he walked after at the Shinamis. Is Hochinami Achre Hamamish? You want to say he walked in back of a Mamish, called them all an Amoritz? Ella, what's Pshan the Psukim? Achre de Vareho, they mean to listen to them. The Yachri Yitzosa, the Eitzes, they give you listen to them. So that's alright. Yitzhochinami could be the same shot by Menoach also. Hochinami Achre de Vareho, the Yachri Yitzosa. It didn't mean Imamish walked in back of her, which that looks Magun like he's running after the Yisham. Just means he listened to her and did what she told him. There's Eitzes, that's alright. Omer Ravashi, Olamai de Komer of Nachman Menoach Amoritz, but the Havamina. That Menoach Mamish walked in back of his wife, so his Namoritz. Oh, yeah, was a Yafilu Bey Rab Namel Korum. He didn't even get to read Sukkim in Chumish. Shenemu, what the Postal says in Bereshis, Vatokum Rifka of Narusil, Vatikav Nala Gamalim, Vatilach No Ach Rehuish. Mashma, they went in back of the men. Mashma, the men went first, and then the Ishtu went. Well, learn if Naish, they didn't go in front of the men. So this Minig is in it, even for the Torah, we have this. Shash Lamaidikom Rab Nachman, Sholach Achreha Mamish, Im came Afilu Bey Rav in Tinoikia Shabes Rabin, but he didn't even go to Cheder, Namila Kor. Omer Rab Yechanan, Achure Yari, it's Kedai to walk in back of a lion, Uloy Achure Isha. Don't walk in back of an Isha. Because walking in back of an Isha means you're going to have Taiva for her, and maybe you come with Deis Nus. Ashenkin, you walk in back of a lion, you won't have Taiva for a lion, you won't come to Deis Nus. So you're better off walking in back of a lion than walking in back of a pretty Isha. Achuri Isha of Le Achuri Akum. But still better to walk in the back of an Isha and walk in the back of an Akum means a person that will convert you. What do you call them? The missionaries. Walk in front of the back of a missionary. But there, it's a Choshid, he'll make you a goy. He'll make you a Koifer. A goy will make you a Koifer. Achuri Akum is Kedai to walk in the back of an Akum, Voloy Achuri Beit Knesses. That's Mamisha Bizoyin Tashem to walk in the back of Shul. When Bishosh Hasidim Nisparu, like we had the Gemara before, Bizman, there's only one shul in town and only one door in shul. So if you walk through the door and don't walk in, it looks like you're being mevazeh the tzivos, you're mevazeh the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you shouldn't do. You're not carrying anything. The dori midi less than law. If you're carrying something, some people understand why you're not going in. You're carrying home your stuff. There's no other door to the shul because there's another viika pischachrin less than law. Because people say, you're not going to this door, maybe you go in the other door. Lo, you're more than a delayed rochim chamori, not riding a donkey. Av rochim chamori less than book. People also know that you're in a rush right now, that's why you can't come in. Lo, you're more than a monach tefillin, not wearing tefillin. Av a monach tefillin less than book. If you are wearing tefillin, so it's a ride like you're makabal upon yourself, O macha shemayim. So then we understand why you're not coming into shul. Mestami, you already davened already, or you're doing other mitzvahs right now, so it doesn't look so much to give you mavazer Hashem. Rashi b'shor shasibim espalim the chivin shen anichnas. If you don't come into shul, then niro kapurik oil, like you're taking off the oil, or mevaze beis haknesses. So this is only we're saying in these cases, and also what then it says if you have two shuls in town, also you wouldn't have this inyan. There's only one shul and one door. You're walking by nicely, then it looks as if you're being purik oil mevaze beis haknesses. If you don't immediately say Rashi, ain't can deny. If you're carrying something, then people know the muchemilso died lenichta that they amasui. People know the reason why you're not coming in because you have a lot of masui to carry. Vika pischachrin ain't can visa leman dechodzi. So the pischachrin allowed the thing going to the next door. There'll be a lush device. Omer Rav, yetzahara. Where is the yetzahara in the body? Doima lizvuv. He's doima to a fly. The yoshev al shnei niftech eleif. If mama steals, he stands in the two openings to eleif. That's where the Yetzirah stays.
And the Bal Musa, we say, the Pshat is, he stays by your heart. The Pshat is Avad, everybody hears things. You hear Musa, you hear you're supposed to do, it goes into the head. There the Yetzer doesn't stop you, let you come in. But when it comes into you, if you really listen to it and do it, that's where he stops it. So even though more you hear a lot of things, but it doesn't go into the lathe. That's because that's where the Yetzer stays. He stays by the opening of the lathe, and it makes it difficult for it to come inside.
Yetzer is daima to a piece of wheat. Shenema le pesach chatas revitz. Pesach chatas looks like chatas goes on chitim. Tzadi rabbanim. Shtei kolayus yesh bo. The person has two kidneys. Achas yuatzoso l'toivo. The kidneys give out the eitzes to the body. So one gives out good eitzes. V'yachas yuatzol rois. Once we eat a toiv, once we eat a ra. Hol mistar for the toiv, the one that tells you good is yaminai, the good one. As you have to get rid of one, chas v'shalom, get rid of the left one. The raw the smaller, the bad one, the left one. That's the bad one. The kidneys give a person etzah. Leiv maven. From your heart you understand things. But Rashi say kolayus yotz Rashi es haleiv osakein. Hey, the kolayus give etzahs into the leiv. For leiv maven mashesh talasas. The leiv understands what he has to do. Im yishmal etzahs akolayus. If he listens to the kidneys in love. How do we know that the kidneys give out etzes? Shenem and the pasuk doesn't tell him. Avorach es Hashem Mashiyotzoni Aflelus Yisruni Kliyosi. From the kliyos, mashma they give out the etzes. Uminayin shalev maven lev understand. Shenem levava yovin. Vayte loshin mechatech. Your loshin mechat Rashi adibu loitz mepiv comes out of your mouth from your tongue. Pe goimer. The mouth is goimer the adibu. Veshet your Vesha, that's the food pipe. Machnis umoitzi kol mini machl. All the food goes in and out. Kona, the windpipe, moitzi kol, brings in coil. Reya, the lungs,